Welcome to the Best Today podcast. This is episode 164. I am your host, Shante Grant, and let's get started. Welcome to the Best Today podcast. I'm your host, Shante Grant, creator of the Best Today Guide and owner of the Best Today brand, where we equip women with resources to help you show up as your best one today at a time. If you're ready to trade chaos, comparison, and busy for intentional living, you are in the right place. We believe that intention begins with first knowing who you are and what you want. Here on the podcast, we'll have conversations together about topics that matter to you on the journey of becoming, because we know that being your best leads to doing your best. So welcome to the podcast created to help women all across the globe proclaim, this is what my best today looks like. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Best Today podcast. I am your host, Shante Grant. And today I want to talk to you about something that kind of goes hand in hand with what I've talked about a good bit this month already, if you're listening to the episodes in order. Last week, I talked about how sometimes you just don't have it. You know, sometimes there just been those times where you don't have it. I won't rehash. It's all in last week's episode, very short episode. The week before that, I talked about a reminder to take your paid time off, the importance of doing that. And then this episode is going to balance those two episodes out. And I'm going to tell you, this episode came from having a conversation. I was sitting in this beautiful salon, in this beautiful home, having conversation with a group of women from a wide age range. I think the oldest person in the room may be in her 70s, and the youngest person in the room was in her 30s. And we had something everywhere in between. And I was listening to people who are currently in the workplace in leadership and high leadership talk about a particular age group of people who work with them, who have maybe over-internalized, or I won't even say over-internalized, adopted what is a healthy teaching, but in the complete and utterly wrong way, which in that respect can make it unhealthy. And it looks like this. It's the person who says to their boss, you know, a person who has taken a job where it is clear on this job you work until 7 o'clock at night, or you work until 5 o'clock, or you work on weekends, or whatever might be the thing that's a part of your job. This is a thing you were made aware of when you applied for the job, when you interviewed for the job, when you agreed to take the job. And then things happen that require you to do the things you were actually hired to do. And there's this response of, oh, I just had to take some time for my, I just had to take a, you know, that was just, oh, it, I needed a mental day. I needed a mental break. So rather than, and let me tell you, let me give you this, let me set the scene. We're not talking about someone who's like I talked about in the weeks before, taking time off, PTO, understanding sometimes you don't got it. It's literally, I didn't do my job and I didn't perform well. And I used as a reason or an excuse was that, you know, I just had to protect my mental. And we're not talking about someone who actually has things that they need mental or they need professional help with. We're talking about people who think that I'm so happy that the conversation about what is necessary to protect and to proactively take care of our mental well-being, our emotional well-being, our physical well-being is really a part of the everyday vernacular. However, what's happening is this is without tools from actual professionals. These are people who are just taking these cliches and using it as an excuse for being, I'm trying to not say the words that actually came to my mind, for being, ooh, can you hear me censoring myself? For not doing the things that you have contracted to do, right? It's your job, right? Obligated to do because it is your job. I'm trying really hard. I want to use my words properly because I don't want, my intent here and my intent is not to bash. It is to help educate people who, because what I don't want to see is we taking mental health to mean being utterly trash, Let's just say it, right? Not being excellent, right? We're not using it as an excuse for not being excellent. I don't need your perfection. I don't ask for it, but I require excellence. They are not the same. If your job, if you took a job that requires you to work on a weekend and you tell me you don't work weekends, what you're telling me is you don't want a job. Okay? We're not going to toss out things like people like, I had to set boundaries. You can't set boundaries to tell me you don't do the thing you were hired to do in the way you were doing it, right? We're not talking about places where people are crossing legitimate boundaries. We're talking about people who are actually coming in saying that they're protecting their health as an excuse to be unreliable, to not make contributions to their space that you were brought on to make these contributions. You were hired by this employer, and I'm hearing it so much because now I'm at that age where my counterparts, my peers are in leadership positions. They're directors, they are VPs, they are chairs, and they're working with, for the most part, a younger group of people, and I'm not categorizing a group of people, so please always listen to what I say in context. But there's this group of people who consistently, I'm talking to people who work in different states and different fields, right? But the conversation is the same. Teachers, there is this air of, I have to set my boundaries. And it's like, but your boundaries don't fit within the boundaries of the job you ask for or within the boundaries of my classroom. Like, I've explained to you, this is what is required in this class if you want this result, which is to get out of it, right? Graduate, make an pass. And to tell me that, like, these are the bounds that we agree to, right? These are the boundaries of your job. And you then to say, the sun went down a little bit earlier than I thought. And I have a personal boundary of not being outside after dark. Although my job literally requires me to be outside at 8 o'clock because the sun went down a little early. Boundaries. No, boo. What you asking for is to be unemployed. What we're not going to do is to misutilize boundaries, protecting your health for being trash, making trash decisions, for being unreliable, for not being excellent, for not making the contributions in which you were brought into an environment to bring the contributions. Like, we are not going to do that. So I want to just make sure that's not you. I don't think it's you because you listen to my podcast, but if it's you, if it's your cousin, send them the episode, right? If it's your coworker, send them the episode. Your coworker sent you this out of love, okay? What I want to make sure is that we're not taking these really important things, like understanding what boundaries we need to protect the things that matter in our season, that healthy. Unhealthy, or just wrong, really, it's wrong, is saying, hey, I set this boundary around this thing that I'm actually supposed to be doing because I've given you my word, or I've taken a job saying that I can do this, or I do have this skill, and now I'm saying I'm not, and I'm calling boundary, or I'm calling protecting my health. No, but what you're doing is calling the unemployment line because you about to get fired. And you want to be careful because guess what? People talk. You're going to need a job somewhere. And for me, as a person, as an employer, and just as a person in leadership in many places, I'm going to tell you some skills you can teach and some you can't. Character, I can't teach you character. So if the consistent story about you is you don't have any, you're not, it's not going to work out well for you. So I want to remind us all that a common goal that we all have is to make the highest level of contribution to the places and spaces, environments that are relevant to us. You get to pick, right? I'm not saying go somewhere you hate. I'm saying, but when you decide these are the places and spaces that I have made relevant to my life, and I've done that because I've volunteered, I've signed a contract, I've, given my word, I have said this is where I want to be employed. Now your job is to bring the highest level of contribution there. And one of the ways we do that right, through our excellence is to, yes, in fact, set boundaries. I believe that wholeheartedly. I teach that. If you maybe listen to me now and heard me say those exact same words in a literal corporate setting, in your job or in a corporation or in an organization you're in. But it is an exchange. You have to provide excellence. You have to still do the thing that you were brought on to do. Because one, that speaks to you. How you show up and how you deliver speaks to you, right? A lot of times they say, well, you don't understand the blah, 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 and this and this. One, maybe I don't, make me understand. But what I still understand, even after you share that with me, is you have an option. You have an option to seek a different environment, seek a different space. But you also have an obligation to show up well and do what you were brought in to do, to be excellent. And also to understand that takes effort and it takes work and it's sometimes not comfortable. The silence is the podcast didn't stop. I'm pausing because I'm looking at you. I'm trying to look at you through the microphone so that you hear me looking at you. Because what I don't want is for people to take the message of doing that which is necessary to prioritize and optimize your well-being and use that as something that's actually very important, but use it in the wrong way. Use it to not, I don't want to just say not do your job because it's outside of just the workplace, but not to bring the best contribution to the spaces and places where you are, where you've been called to. I mean, don't you want that? Isn't it that you are giving a set of tools, a personality, a skill, a gifting, a something to not to just hold on to, but to make a contribution somewhere, and you get to pick where? You asked for that job. Even if they came to you, you said yes.
At Best Today, we exist to help women just like you be your best one today at a time. So each week on the podcast, we are going to highlight your stories and your voices. So let's see what's in the inbox today.
Today, we have a 5-star review of the Best Today Guide coming from Stephanie that reads, "Integral part of my daily routine and check-in. I use my Best Today Guide as part of my daily routine and regular check-in. It helps me stay on track, gather myself, and make progress toward the big and small goals that I have for myself and my family. I am grateful for this product and grateful for the encouragement to take care of my physical, emotional, and mental health while also making steady progress toward my professional pursuits. Thanks for this great tool, Shantae." You are so welcome, Stephanie. And I love what you said about how the Best Today Guide aids you in taking care of your physical, emotional, and mental health while also making steady progress toward those things that matter to you. If you are a podcast listener, which you are because you're listening right now on the podcast, and you have not tried the Best Today Guide, I'm going to tell you it is unlike any other product you've used before. Go to besttoday.co. Order yours right now. You can go under shop, it's under daily, or you can just click the link right below wherever you're listening, scroll down, and we will have a link directly for you for the Best Today Guide. Thank you again, Stephanie, for that 5-star review. We truly appreciate you. And if you are a Best Today Guide user, we want to hear from you too. Go to leave your review right now at the Best Today Guide where you will go to purchase it. You leave your review right there. You can also leave us a voice review at besttoday.co/voice. All right. Thank you so much. Go get yours by scrolling down and clicking on Best Today Guide. And again, this isn't just about like your place of paid employment. Just think about anywhere. Make sure that we are all that. Well, no, let me say this. If your goal, end goal, and I think as you're listening to this podcast, I'm gonna think that it is to be a person to bring great contribution. Great doesn't necessarily have to mean this huge volume, depth of contribution to the places and spaces that are relevant to you. That's going to require some excellence on your part. That's going to require maybe some sacrifice on your part. That's going to require you to do your part, particularly when you're asking someone else to do theirs. And what I don't want is for any group of people at any age or stage of life to start thinking that someone owes you an opportunity And to think that you are just going to coast your way, like you're going to start on day one and be at the same place as the person who's there for day 4,000. It's happening too much and too often, and there's not a lot of personal accountability. And parents, while I have you here, let me talk to you, because I have a lot of people in my community and in my circles who are teachers. And what I'm hearing about some of you parents, I'm a parent. I'm hoping it's not you, but if it is, please don't not teach your child personal accountability by blaming teachers for everything. Okay. I'm just going to say that one time. Y'all can't hit me or throw anything at me because I'm through the microphone and not in your presence. Now, I understand not every teacher out there is, you know, rising to the level I'm asking us all to hear. But I don't happen to know any of those teachers. I know the teachers who are working abundantly over hours, who care so deeply for your child, and who are receiving so much abuse from adults who won't teach and raise and hold their children accountable, which then makes those children go out and into the workplace and become the people I'm talking about today. Like, you see the cycle here? You see the cycle? See the cycle? So to the parents who are listening, can we please make sure we're not raising our children to be these humans that I'm talking about in this episode? The people who think that they don't have to put in the effort, the people who think they are entitled to something, the people who think, oh, I have to do a little bit more. I have to actually do my job. Like, my job? Like, actually, we're not even talking about more. I actually have to really, like, let's teach a work ethic. And again, we're not talking about let's teach them to kill themselves. Let's teach them to overwork. Let's teach them to be over, what's that word? Overachievers. No, I just need you to achieve. You ain't got to over nothing. Because to me, overachievement is not much different from overeating, being overweight. That we don't got to be over. Let's just do the thing, like be what you say you wanted to be when you said yes to this thing. And that takes work. And there's just a weight of, for lack of a better word, laziness and entitlement that we cannot afford to allow to keep going for our own sake, for the future. And so let me come back to my intent, because this is an episode, if you can't tell, I don't got a lot of notes, but there's something I wanted to communicate to you, is that yes, we're in a world now where we're talking more about therapy and mental health and mental wellness and boundaries. But if you don't know what that actually means in a healthy way, and you're using these terms and doing these things, you're actually part of the problem and not the solution. And what we don't want to do is to raise a generation of people who believe that they can get on a job, do absolutely bare nothing, little next to nothing, and get a paycheck for it and be promoted and to be trusted and keep said job. Y'all, you ever make a podcast episode and be like, I know it's like, I should tell people that they should, like, you know, wash their hands after they use the bathroom. You're like, why would you say that? Everybody knows that. That's how I feel. But also, I have been in enough public bathrooms to know grown people are not doing these things, like washing their hands after they use the bathroom. So same thing here. These are things that I know are happening, and I want to say something about it, because somebody I'm listening to, you either have the influence over someone who are displaying these things, or you're raising someone who could, and I want us to be really mindful of that. What are we teaching our children about a work ethic? Not killing themselves, not being machines, but boo, every time I talk about work and ethic and doing the job, and you go to, oh, but over this, oh, boo, you already part of the problem. Because no one here is gonna teach you about boundaries more than me, because I'm gonna tell you, right? However, how are you putting on boundaries and you ain't doing nothing? Boundaries for what? You not doing your job. Boundaries are for people who are trying to actually do their job. And so the boundaries are helping me to do the thing that you have brought me here to do, right? I teach people this literally every single week at somebody's company about how boundaries really do allow us all to thrive. It allows the company, our clients, our end goal, our bottom dollar to thrive, because now I can focus on my work and do the thing I came here to do and make everyone look great when you allow me the space and time to do my job. But if you're not doing your job, what boundaries you talking about? Do you see what I'm saying? I hope this episode makes sense to you. If it doesn't, let me know how it doesn't. Let's make this a conversation. Come talk to me. You can always leave me a message on the podcast, besttoday.co/voice. Leave me a message. Let's talk it out. Email me hello@besttoday.co. We always leave the voice message link in the show notes. Let's talk about it. Tell me your thoughts. But this is me just starting a conversation because I've heard too many people now talk about the problems they're seeing with the humans that they are bringing into the workplace or how hard it is to find the people. So I just wanted to put that out there to make sure to balance out some of the other things I've talked about, particularly in the most recent episodes. Thank you for listening. I have links down below for all the things I talked about today, and I'll talk to you on the next episode of the Best Today podcast. This podcast is provided for you every week by Best Today, where we are on a mission to help you to live and work well. We do this by creating resources that bring intention to how you plan, schedule, work, and live. You can get started in one of three easy ways. First, by taking our product quiz at besttoday.co/quiz. 2, joining us in our online community, the Best Today community, at besttoday.co/community. Or 3, connect with us through email at besttoday.co/email, all of which are linked below in the show notes. To learn more about our company and what we do, visit besttoday.co and join thousands of customers around the world pursuing a life of intention, one today at a time.